This is crazy.
Hi, this is Destiny with customer support. I am with the fraud department. Will you hold one moment while I review your account? And I'm still here, just hold one moment.
Okay.
Okay, may I have your first and last name?
Robert Williams.
And will you verify your home address?
13238 Southeast 126th Avenue, Clarkham, Missouri.
Okay, I do see here you have this meal plan with us.
I've never signed up for a meal plan. So I don't know how this came about.
Okay, it does show that your account have already been canceled. Do you think anyone in your household could have placed the order?
Not hardly.
I just hold one moment.
Sound like somebody's working from home.
And I'm still here, just hold one moment.
Okay. So what happens if they send it, the money back into that account, to that card? Will it automatically kick that over to my account? How does that work?
Okay, so just one moment.
Okay. If they end up sending the money back to that card.
Okay, so basically.
That's what I don't know.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, will you verify your email?
rwilli2546@yahoo.com.
And will you verify your phone number?
Which one?
Well, you can verify either or.
503-805-2235.
That's Okay, so I just want you to be aware the information that you verified to me is the same information that we receive when the order was very first placed. But if you're stating that no one in your household nor you placed the order, then I can go ahead and go through with that investigation.
Okay. That's what I'm saying, because we don't need a vacuum cleaner. The gentleman was telling me it was for a vacuum cleaner, and by applying for a vacuum cleaner or something, I end up signing up for food for whatever this is. And I'm going, we have hardwood floors. Why would I need a vacuum cleaner? And so, and I'm going, I don't do online things like that. Because somewhere along the line there's a fix. I delete it off my phone and everywhere else instantly. But on this, you've been charging me since January, February, since March. Well, I haven't received anything in the mail or anything else. What's that about? Should I have?
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
Hello?
Okay, just one moment. No, that's everything that that's going to hold on here. Thank you. Okay, so you said that you never placed this order at all?
Not to my memory. I just not remember ever placing an order, especially this order. No, not for food, whatever it is that you guys do. No. Did I sign something? Did I send something in? What was I supposed to have done?
Okay, well, you said that you never placed this order, right?
Right.
Okay, so I just want you to be aware we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed the order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to be sure that you do not recall authorizing.
I do not recall. I know I didn't authorize a $59.89 charge. Never have. Didn't even know it was existing until I stopped by the bank today.
Okay, I do understand. Just one moment.
Okay.
Okay, so what you can do is you can contact your family members first and give us a call back.
What number?
Well, basically you can contact your family members to see if they could
what
place the order,
members?
Or if you have anyone in your house so you say you don't have any family members that you can contact to see if they could have placed this order before we proceed with the investigation.
I know my wife didn't place the order. That's the only person that lives in my house.
Okay. Okay, just hold one moment. Okay, so would you like to go through it, Fraud?
Say it again, I'm sorry.
Okay, just one moment.
Well, I work for the governor, so I'll have.
Okay, so what exactly is it that you want to do with the account?
Beg your pardon? Say it again.
So, would you like to go through with that investigation?
Whatever you have to do. I'll be getting in touch with the fraud department here in the state of Oregon. So they'll take a look at whatever this is you sign up for that automatically throws you into this stuff. So we'll both be working on this.
Okay, so would you like to go through with the investigation?
Sure. That's why I call.
Yes, I did fully refund you, and it will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days. And I have confirmation for you to write as well.
Confirmation number.
What? You need a confirmation number for what now?
He's going to give you one.
I have a confirmation for you to write down.
Okay, ready.
Now we see for Charlie.
C.
Is there anything else that I may help you with today?
I want to make sure I have the right number. C as in Charlie, 920-895-764. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And your name is?
My name is Destiny.
Destiny?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Destiny.
Hey, and thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
All right, you do the same. Bye.